The biggest problem we had wanting to look at how recovery occurs is that when people have strokes, all the strokes are different size, shape, and in different places, and they affect all sorts of functions, sensation, action, cognition, and so on. So being scientists, we needed to reduce this problem to try and grapple with it. And we knew that there was a particular set of young people who, when they had strokes, which affected the power in their limbs on the opposite side of the body from the bit of the brain, made remarkable recoveries over periods which were longer than a week, but usually under 6 months to a year. So we've all had the experience as neurologists of seeing a young person come in, certainly at the time when the pills weren't safer, but young women come in who had a stroke deep in the motor part of the brain, profoundly paralyzed down one side, 3, 4, 6, 12 months later, functionally back to normal. And we thought, well, now, if we want to look at what happens in the brain as it reorganizes, we really need to be comparing those sorts of people who recover completely with normal people, because if they haven't recovered completely, the differences may be due to the fact that they're not functioning properly. So, you know, the answer to the question, what has happened in the brain to cause recovery, means that the recovery must be complete. So we found certain things which we could immediately generalize, and they were quite profound in the sense that we discovered that there were many more areas in the brain activated when you performed a movement with a recovered hand than when you performed exactly the same movement with a normal hand. Secondly, we discovered that those areas were distributed over both sides of the brain, even though usually one hand, making a simple movement like that, is controlled by the opposite side of the brain. So those are two very important things. This was still all happening with PET, but we were switching over to MRI, and we were finding very similar results with MRI. But at this stage, again, a block. We found some facts, but where do we go from here?